number one for news and talk, Illinois State Representative David Severance on the other end of the line. Morning, David. How are you?
Good morning. Good to talk to you this morning.
You know, I've been talking to several other guests lately, and it's pretty clear, I think, and I'm watching other people's schedules and what they're doing, and it looks like they're gearing up for the election, the next gubernatorial election in particular. I mean, is the next election starting to throw a shadow on this year's attempt to get some type of financial measure done, budget stopgap? Is that election starting to loom, David?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. The partisan thing is definitely there, and there's no doubt that plans are being made, and it's good and bad at the same time, Tom. You know, you got to plan ahead, but you can't forget about where you're at and the people that you're supposed to be representing and the people you're supposed to be taking care of.
You know, what's interesting is so often people say, you know, they don't want to make decisions because election, because they're afraid, you know, they'll be held accountable by one group or another and then not win re-election.
Sure.
But, you know, you'd keep thinking at some point you'd come through the funnel to where people would be voting for you if you did something about this. You know, I mean, yeah. If you do something and to get this kind of thing cleared up, wouldn't you think that that would ensure your future and your position?
Boy, that sure would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, just in committee yesterday, you know, I'm a freshman, and so although I'm 58 years old, I'm a new guy. And, you know, in one of the committees yesterday, being quiet and listening and learning like I'm supposed to be doing, my blood pressure was going up and getting hotter and hotter and hotter, and I didn't say a word. But it was just so disheartening, I guess maybe would be the adjective you use, just to watch us not do what we should be doing.
Well, what were they? What was the part that got you upset yesterday in particular? What started that, you think?
Well, we were in appropriations for human services and just talking about things that needs that people have as far as individuals and companies that aren't being paid and not having a budget and one side blaming it on the other side blaming it on, and it's just like, you know what, guys? Let's just let's get something done here. But the behind the whole thing, Tom, was what you opened up with, is people gearing up for election in 2 years, and so they're maneuvering their checkers, maneuvering their pieces on the table to try to slam the other side. And it's not how I was raised. It's not how I am. And I'm learning. And I'm, working my very best and trying to keep my mouth shut to know when to, you know, when to talk and when not to. But, sure got me fired up.
Well, I tell you, one of the items that you presented in the last few weeks has been House Bill 3790, a freeze on pay for legislators.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. You know, I'm not a representative to pad my pocket, the rest of us shouldn't be there either. The reason that I'm a state representative is to be a representative of the people of my district, not there to increase my pay. And the other thing, as you well know, is when we talk about pay, it needs to be to the vendors and to the workers of the state that are there for one reason, and that's to take care of the people in this state. And they've been doing that, but they haven't been getting paid. So felt like that's the only right thing to do is we don't need raises. We don't need those kinds of things. What we need to do is do our work, and then things will take care of themselves.
Well, in House Bill 3790, your pay freeze would freeze legislators' pay beginning July 1st, 2017, and ensure no raises through July 30th of 2018. The idea being that you illustrate at some point to the voters of the state that we're not in it for more money. Now, of course, you've got the other image that thrown from the judicial system when they say, pay the legislators, pay them now.
Yeah. You know, I was really disappointed in that happening. And then, of course, again, another one of those ploys, another one of those things you talked about that you opened up with as far as the election in 2 years. So trying to, slam us. Yes, I mean, we are elected, and yes, there is a remuneration. There's a payment that we receive of being state reps. But you know what? I didn't want those payments. In fact, I asked. I said, "Can I refuse them?" Nope, you can't. And we have people that are owed thousands and owed millions of dollars, and then they start sending paychecks to us That was wrong. That was not the thing to do.
Reported base salary at $67,836 for a legislator in Illinois.
Yes, sir.
That doesn't include committee payments, things along that line, which reminds me, in your House bill, I think you had a freeze on reimbursements, too. If I remember, I think it was gas travel reimbursement freeze. But, you know, $67,836 base salary for a legislator. And I think for some people, because you realize that for a committee, there's extra money added on for this and this, depending on other responsibilities you pick up. That's the base. And that's why we call it a base. But, you know, at this point, you've got, well, now you've got, what, 17 school districts have decided they're going to go to court. It worked for other people. They're going to get paid through the court system. So why not, for my school district, go through the court system and ensure that I get paid?
Yeah, you know, we got it backwards, Tom. And I like the way it was. It was like, hey, you know what? We don't have a budget. We're not getting paid. I agreed with that 1,000%. And I mean, there is, you know, put the hurt on us and let us realize what everybody else is experiencing. And you know, can I talk about a couple other bills also?
Yeah, you've got. I know you've got at least one other resolution you're working on.
Yeah, actually, I got my first bill that I got passed on the House floor last week was House Bill 2897, and that was a for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder and depression. We're gonna have some dogs for them to help them to deal with their PTSD, and so I was very proud to be able to get that bill passed.
David? When I read about that, I almost got the impression that was an extension of there was a program there that program would now include this new group. Did I get that right?
That is correct, and so there's no cost to the state. There's no increase, and I was very happy to have that. And the organization, the PAWS organization that provides the dogs, it's actually some correctional facility in the northern part of the state that they actually train the dogs, and then they provide them for the veterans. And you know, my father was a veteran, and so just being around the house growing up and hearing the different stories and those things that, not that, I mean, you don't have to have a parent that's a veteran to love America and to love what's going on in this country and the good things anyways. And so I really respect veterans, and any time that we can provide something for the needs that they have, for the things they've done for our country. I was honored to get that bill through with flying colors. It's over in the Senate now. Andy Menar is going to carry that for me, and I talked to him on the phone, and he said there were some people in his district that saw that and thought that was really a good opportunity to help veterans. So that was the first bill, and then I have a second bill that was passed last week also. Illinois has, you know, like the state flower, the state bird, whatever. So I was looking, and I thought, you know what, there's no state exercise. And so being a bicyclist that I am, I introduced a bill that made bicycling, the state exercise. And I had some of my fellow reps kind of, you know, they're like, really, Severin? I said, I tell you what, for two reasons. I said, we need to be exercising. You can be 7 years old or you can be 87 years old and ride a bicycle and different adjustments for, you know, what your abilities are. But the other thing is being on the tourism committee for the state, Southern Illinois has bike trails all over. The state of Illinois has bike trails all over. I thought, what a better way to not cost the state again anything to have this bill passed, but to promote cycling. People come from all over through the Midwest to Illinois to bicycle. So I thought, let's promote cycling. Let's promote the state of Illinois. We have enough bad things going on. Let's do something positive. So I was glad to get that through. And so even though we don't have a budget, we, you know, all the problems going on, there's some good stuff going on.
And one of those items would people in Gallatin County who say we'd like to see the Hardin County work camp reopen. They're withering over there economically. That was one of the few in sources of income for a number of people at good pay rates. Phelps sponsored this. I think it came through committee. You going to as Representative Phelps asked for your support in reopening Hardin County?
Yeah, we've talked about it a little bit, and we'll see where that one goes, and hopefully we can help those people. And you know, that, like you say, the challenges are there, that the jobs are gone. And so, been talking with Brandon actually on several different things, and we get along great. And also with Dale Fowler, and you know, we've got to work together here in Southern Illinois, and with Terry Bryant, and not just that work camp, but other projects that We need to get going. Rin Lake Resort, we're working on getting that put together where we can get an RFP out to get that thing reopened. And, you know, we need everything we possibly can for Southern Illinois. As you well know, we have a beautiful – Southern Illinois is absolutely is a gorgeous place to live. We just got to get some good-paying jobs so people can stay here or come back to Southern Illinois and keep Illinois going.
Well, you know, I mean, at this point, you're talking about making it a sanctuary for the people who live here, the people who were born here, the people who pay taxes here, the people who work here. And the Senate thinks that we should make it a sanctuary for anybody who wants to come here illegally, voting yesterday in committee to move the Trust Act out. 11 Democrats voted yes. The five, I believe it was, Republicans voting present. The Trust Act tells law enforcement agents all across the state, whether you're a sheriff or whether you're a city police officer in any of small town in Southern Illinois, that you are not to cooperate with federal immigration authorities unless they have a warrant. Telling law enforcement not to cooperate with law enforcement. That is in the Senate right now, passed out of committee yesterday.
Yeah. Tom, there's some amazing stuff. And that just, you know, doesn't make sense. I mean, there's some things that just makes good sense to do, and then we have some things that come up. They're like, where in the world are they, you know, they come up with that? So I don't know where that one's going to go. But
well,
you know,
it's an election year, David. So it's an election year, so we know what it's there for.
Yeah, you know, if I can just go digress just a second. You said law enforcement. A couple weeks ago on a Friday at John A. Logan, we had a meeting that I thought about having ever since I decided to run. We put together 10 different committees, and law enforcement was one of them. We had over 100 people at John A. Logan from 10 different committees of people all throughout the 117th District. We had education, we had law enforcement, we had tourism, we had manufacturing, we had educators. So what we did was brought people together, put them in committees, let them choose their chairman. And the purpose of that, Tom, was that anytime that we have a bill coming up that I need information and I need input from my district, I can reach out to those people and they can get back to me quickly.
A brain trust. You wanted to create a brain trust.
That's exactly right. You know, I told people, I said, you know, I'm smart enough to know I'm not very smart, and I think that's pretty smart. And the other thing is, you know, I'm representative, Tom, and I told the people in that meeting, I said, a representative means I represent you. It doesn't mean that I'm a Mr. Know-it-all and I have all the answers. So when I need to know something about education, I can reach out to Derek Hutchins, who is the chairman of the committee for the educator, the superintendent of the schools, and he can get a hold of his superintendent. Hey, where are we on this or where are we on that? And also, if we need to introduce some legislation, they can be the brain trust to bring to me, and I can represent them. So we think it's going to work out really well, and it just makes sense to get people's in,